Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Welcome back. This is another episode from Stress to Authentic Success. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs, and I am so excited today because I have a very, very special man just in front of me here. Welcome, Gary Lineham.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited to be here and get a chance to talk to an audience that we have growing. One of our biggest audiences in the world is in the UK. Yes. And we're just starting to extend our feelers and reaches over there. So this is great. Now, Danielle, we like to sync up before we do anything. Would you like to sync up with me?
Oh, great. Let's just sync up.
Okay, so everybody can do this. They can actually, if you're sitting down or standing up, cross your right leg over top of your left.
Yes.
Then take your right hand, put it underneath your left armpit, and your left hand on top. Okay, so giving yourself a big hug. You turn your head to the left. And slowly turn your body to the right. That's perfect. Now we'll take 6 breaths together to sync our energies. 3 through the mouth and 3 through the nose. Breathe into the mouth. 2, 3. Through your nose 3 times. 2. 3. Now, what are you feeling there, Danielle?
I feel great. I have done this exercise. I want to tell my audience how I have enjoyed our meetings together, whether it was in London or in Amsterdam, because you are all over the place. I mean, with your world tour, you're doing so, so great work. And I have to say, you have helped me. And I will explain, I will do another show myself on what I feel when I do the facial maneuvers. But let's maybe say, Gary, to anyone listening here now, what for you is stress all about?
Well, I came through a life where I thought I had pain and discomfort in my body from disease, and I had some concussions. And so my stress was always the outside world. It was things that people were doing to me, the government, my relationships, my work, travel, all these things. But what I learned through my journey in becoming going through 20 years, trying to solve my own pain, becoming a clinical practitioner, and then finally launching the fascial maneuvers worldwide, was that stress wasn't what I thought it was. Stress, what I called stress, was all those things I just said. But what stress really is my reaction to those things. And if I'm hungover, let's say, and somebody has a bright light going, I'm going to be more agitated, more stressed out, less tolerance. Or somebody asks me to do a task and I'm tired, I haven't slept, I'm going to be more agitated. Yes. And so when my internal world is calm and flowing properly, I have more capacity for outside stressors. And what those things were called earlier were stressors, and what my response to them is stress. So that's been the biggest change in my understanding of what stress is.
Wow. And so what would you say to people who feel stressed, who feel like uptight, like you say, no, less sleep, all these things, like the daily rat race, it often gives us that stress. What would you say to those people?
We feel stress when our body is not connected. And every connection that the body can't make, then it has to use extra energy to make those connections. One of the things that I noticed is that, I feel stressed. I tend to just do more stressful things. I drink a coffee. I do something to try to pump up adrenaline, which gets me through the stressful situation, but causes more problem later on. When I started clearing up my body, like balancing my inside movement of my body, and that's through the fascia. Fascia is what holds everything together in our body. And when it's working, it's the electrical connection between everything in our body. And when it works, we actually reduce our stress and we have more capacity for outside stressors.
But do people realize what fascia really does and is? Because some of my listeners now, some outside there, don't even know what fascia means and what fascia is.
Well, to be honest, a lot of people in the clinical practitioner space don't know it. I
I
mean, they know
agree.
that fascia is a connective tissue,
Yes.
and we were taught that it was like a tissue, like a tendon.
Yes.
But today we have, since 2017, there's been a mounting evidence of science, and people can Google fascia, your new organ. It has an interstitium, so they're saying your fascia is an organ and it has a brain, and that brain has more ability to process the environment. Sensory processing units, or you might want to call them cells, but sensory processing units than your brain. Your brain sensory processes at, let's say, at 100 billion processes. So sensing the world, computing, your fascia does it at 100 trillion, so infinitely more. And again, this is my belief system, but I have a lot of scientific evidence to back up that belief. And the world, what the world, what I know about fascia today, the world will know in, 3 to 5 years, because I've been doing this for 15 years. And each year we learn a bit more, or more readily we accept a little bit more of what we've already learned.
I agree. Wow. And so where did your vision of facial maneuvers came from? How did you develop? What happened there? What is the story behind it?
The story is I was in pain for 20 years. I became a clinical, and I spent $2.5 million, 300 practitioners all over the world trying to solve what seemed like a neck pain, a back pain. It was post-traumatic stress from car accidents and trauma in my life. And then I became a clinical practitioner, and another $15 million later on, building a clinic with 10,000 active patients and 52 practitioners. And at the end of it, I was in clinic, I was actually doing really well, but I was also receiving care 3 to 5 times a week. Now, when the pandemic came, I found myself back in the same problem that I had before. I'm not feeling okay in my body. I'm having raging emotions. I'm going through panic attacks. And I had before I had no way to deal with that other than going to one of my practitioners.
I agree.
So we had created these movements that were used for professional athletes. Who are clients of ours, and our clients at the Human Garage Clinic were everybody, top celebrities like Ben Affleck, Tyson Gay, US Olympic team, to top celebrities, top athletes that were out there, and still today, a lot of them are. And what we had developed was a way for us to help them through mechanical issues when they couldn't come into the Human Garage. So we would give it to their therapist and their physiotherapists and their doctors, and we give them these movements, and they could do it on the road. Well, what I decided to do during the pandemic is myself and Jason and Cynthia at the time, my partners, we decided to actually put these movements together in a sequence. And as I put them together in a sequence, I would be in a lot of pain, a lot of stress, and I would do these maneuvers, and then the pain and stress would go away. And I'm like, whoa, I feel really great. Well, it only lasts for half a day. And it would take me about 35, 40 minutes. So I would do them again, second half of the day. And I'm like, well, I feel really good. And then right before I went to bed at night, I would even do them again because my pain would spike and I could take the stress out of my body by doing these movements. And then I had more capacity. And I just kept doing them over and over again as many times as I needed. And after the course of a month, my 35-year journey with pain, the $17.5 million I spent, the clinical practitioner, the tens of thousands of patients, I had started to reverse and that entire feeling of uncomfortableness in my body. And people always ask, what is the pain? What is the sickness? What's the disease? And it really doesn't matter what label you give it. I didn't feel comfortable. Because even if people supposedly are healthy today, sometimes they don't feel comfortable in their bodies. They feel anxious or angry or sad, or they feel like tight moving around, or they feel agitated. even if they're supposedly perfectly healthy. So the benchmark I was using is how I felt in my body, not what the diagnosis was.
We're going to take a short break here because this interview is so exciting, but please don't go anywhere. There's so much more to come in this epic, absolute epic conversation with Gary Lineham, co-founder of Human Garage and visionary behind the facial maneuvers. Talk to you just now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The station that makes you feel good.
So for me, it's a bit recognizable because I was a physiotherapist in my first life. You know, I've been doing physiotherapy and manual therapy and osteopathy on people like you in a clinic. And one of the things that I noticed was you would treat them for the neck pain and the thing, and they would always come back, even if they were off the pain. After 3 months, they would come back with the same thing. So for me, it was like a thing, mind-body connection that I learned there. So I really agree with a few things that you're saying, but what I love the most about what you are doing, you guys are so amazing with those sequences and the things. It's a self-care thing. And that's
right.
What I really like is that, you know, you are not dependent. Look, it gives me goosebumps when I say it, Gary. So it must be true. You know, I'm a self-care queen since 2 decades, you know, having spread self-care all over the world. I found it, that's why I wanted to talk to you in person, because to me, it's the self-care thing that is so important that you can do it yourself, isn't it?
Yes. And there's a whole lot baked into that conversation. We could spend the entire podcast talking about that, but let me base it down into a couple of different things. Number one, when I feel, even as a clinical practitioner, having all the practices and all the help that I wanted to anytime, when I felt, when I would go home at the end of the day after treating people and I felt uncomfortable in my body, I felt agitated, I felt frustrated, I felt angry. I felt like, why is it I can help people all day long and I'm having this and I can't go to sleep? And I know that you felt that too. So the idea was, is I felt helpless, even though I could help all these other people.
Yes,
and when somebody would come to me and I would take away their pain, they were happy and grateful, but they became dependent upon me.
Yes.
And I felt that same dependency because I was also in pain. So I felt the same dependency. And sometimes I would even go into the clinic and I would ask a chiropractor to adjust me in the morning. Then in the afternoon, I'd get another adjustment because I was out again. And I didn't even want to let them know that because I felt guilty asking another one to help me. And so there's all this guilt and shame about my body's not working right. So if I'm broken, it's like, or I have a flu or anything like that, there's this, I'm not okay. Something's wrong with me and I should be better. And there's this guilt and shame about it. And this all moves into this process of feeling helpless. And so for me, being able to self-care in this way made me feel confident and independent. And if something went wrong, I wasn't panicking because I used to go on vacation and check out all of the doctors around the area before I went so I knew where they were. That was a coping mechanism, but that was a horrible, horrible life.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about your vision. Why did you choose the name Human Garage in the first place?
Well, I guess there's a couple of different reasons, but one of them, one of them was we started off in a garage. So we had a clinic and we were trading these new ideas about how to work with the body, but it wasn't the clinical practice. So we couldn't do it in the clinic. So we would practice in the garage every day after clinic, from about 2 p.m. to about 8 p.m. at night. And people would walk by the garage all the time, and we would try to talk to them about our ideas, because we were trying to create a new language around what this self-care looked like or what this therapy looked like. So we actually started in a garage in Venice, California. We took patients in the garage. We had celebrities like Superman, like Brandon Roth and Courtney Ford. They were
Wow.
there on the DC Comic Heroes, and we had celebrities, and we had some of the most prolific people in the world coming to this garage and this apartment that we had in Venice, California, 800 square feet. We were seeing people, three of us as practitioners, and my wife, Anella at the time. We would see from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 6 days a week, in an 800 square foot apartment with two bedrooms. We used the living room for two therapy rooms, took all the furniture out in one of the bedrooms, and we would see people from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. every single day, except for Sundays. And that's how it started. It was started in a garage, and we were like, from a financial point of view, we were doing $75,000 a month in cash in a garage, just seeing people and helping them out. And
Story.
I know there's a lot of places you couldn't do this, but in Venice, California, the harder it is and the weirder it is away from places, the more that people want to come. And so it fit where we were and what we were doing.
Wow. And so now it has turned into what do you want to explain here? It's a self-practice that you guys are putting into the world, anyone, even for free, because that for me is quite impressive. So tell us a little bit on how you
Sure.
want to put it in the world.
Well, I think first of all, we're not a company, we're a movement. And the movement goes far, it stretches far past the company. We have 50 million people minimum practicing some sort of maneuver every day. And that number, to be honest with you, is probably in the 200 to 300 million, because college students use like a vagus nerve release for stress, and that's the only thing that they use, but it's still a fascial maneuver. But we have, to best guess, about 50 million people doing this. We have 5 million people on platforms and education. And what we're doing is we're sharing a philosophy. And
Yes.
like yoga or functional movements or animal flow or aerobics, these are all movement styles. But this is based on a philosophy. It's a movement based upon a way that we see the body. We see the body built around fascia, not built around muscles, bones, tendons, and nerves. And the philosophy has these movements attached to them, which are these 10 essential maneuvers, which thousands of adaptations that you can simply go and do yourself. And once you understand the philosophy, which only takes really, maybe a couple of weeks or a couple, at worst, a couple of months, but a couple of weeks, you understand the philosophy, then you are an expert at it, and you can now even share it with other people. You don't need to certify, and you just have to share from your.
Is it possible for you to just explain a little bit on why there's a certain sequence and maybe tell people how the sequence and the practice of the facial maneuvers are actually de-stressing the body?
Well, first of all, we work with pressure in the body. And you'll know this, that if people are sick and diseased, they can go into hyperbaric pressure to help them cure their disease. It's well documented, scientific. Well, the hyperbaric pressure is just putting the body in pressure. And fascial maneuvers, because we start at a standing position and we move to a squatting position, we actually create pressure in the body.
Yes.
That pressure, when we breathe, the natural movement of the body creates enough pressure that moves and opens up the fascia layers and restores the connection in the body.
Yes.
And movements are very simple, but here's a philosophical change. Like when you go do yoga, as an example, and by the way, I love yoga. So this is not an attack on yoga or any other movement practices. It could be any functional movement, whatever it is, whether it's Qigong or whatever. They generally tend to move the body, but they don't touch the head.
Oh,
Now,
yes.
So we see the body in pressure zones. So like your cheeks are like your chest. Those are cheeks, and like your butt cheeks or cheeks.
Yes.
Pressure moves
Yes.
equally in these three areas. And we discovered that when we move everything in the body except for the head, pressure goes to the head.
Yes.
And then the body has to regulate that. So first and foremost, full body movement practice that in the first 7 to 10 minutes of that movement practice, 75 to 90% of your stress is removed because it's removed from the inside out. And we're not stretching a muscle, because when you stretch a muscle, you create adrenaline because the
Yes.
body fights you. The muscles are meant to stabilize your movement. And when you stretch a muscle, the body feels like you're attacking it. And so stretching, that's why stretching feels horrible at first, and then you're like, oh, I feel good. But fascial maneuvers doesn't stretch a muscle. It releases the tension that's causing the muscle to be tight. So there's an instantaneous drop in stress, and all your good hormones, your serotonin, oxytocin, dopamine, testosterone, estrogen, estradiol, all go up because stress is what brings them down.
Wow. Is there a story, an example that you can tell us of somebody who was really had a lot of stress in their body and after practicing like that, had really such a relief or transformation? Because it's transformational, to say the least.
Well, you've been around. If you go to a class, every single class, people have transformations.
Yeah,
And
I agree.
what I encourage people to do is I'll tell you a story, but I encourage you to go to our website, our YouTube, and go download the 15-minute stress reset, or go watch it on YouTube and try it yourself. Because everything I say is a story, but until you actually put it into your life, you don't have the experience, and I want you to have the felt experience. But
I want to repeat
I
that
listen, the
because,
best story I can tell you.
Gary, I want to repeat that to humans who are listening, that until you do it and you practice it yourself, I think that's a very important one. So to go to the website and everything will be, on our website, but I've done it like that in the first place. The first time I experienced it was through YouTube and doing, the stress reset, the 15 minute, et cetera. So I want to encourage anyone listening to do that, but I would love a story as well, Gary.
Well, my story is the best one. I had eight
Okay.
concussions. I had PTSD. I wasn't sleeping at night. I had digestive disorders. I was constantly gas, bloating, distension. I had brain fog and fatigue, chronic fatigue. I was using drugs and alcohol to literally survive every day. And even in my clinical practice, I was building up more and more stress. And I literally had to, at the end of my practice, the last 2 years, I ended up drinking a bottle of wine a day just to calm my nervous system down. And I had no idea why that I couldn't do it. So my story alone is the best testimony I can give to you. I have lived my life since I was 13 years old extremely uncomfortable. And I went from diagnosis to clinic to diagnosis to practitioner to diagnosis. And I had all the diagnoses that you can possibly imagine. And at the end of it, I had spent all this money on trying to resolve myself, and the very first time I did fascial maneuvers, when we put together the sequence, the very first time ever, I was completely out of stress and my mind was clear for the first time, probably at that time in 35 years.
Wow.
And this is why it was important for me to share this with the world and to make it accessible. And we have everything. We have so much free, and we have so many programs that you can put, and you can contribute whatever money you want. You want to give us a dollar, give us a dollar. But the idea was we wanted to, I wanted to have everybody to feel what I felt. And what I felt was, I felt this the first time, that knowing that actually the very first time I was out of stress, and I thought it was too good to be true, and I didn't want to do anything to mess it up. And then I got into stress again, and I did it again. And after like 7, 8, 9 times of doing it, I was confident that I could remove these feelings in my body for the first time. And you've been to events. There are stories at every single event, even a class of 10 people, you'll have 2/3 of the people have some sort of cathartic experience the first time they do it. So they're out there. But the most important thing is for somebody to go and do it themselves.
I agree. I agree. So, can you explain a little bit? Because when I did a class with you, you were also talking a lot about the three things: water, breath, and movement. How? What would you say to the audience? Why would you take those three elements, that are so important to you?
Well, we're supposed to be 80% water. Today, human beings scientifically measure about 60 to 65%. They're teaching that in medical school right now. So, our core component is water, which is a H3O2. It's not water like liquid, it's a gel form of water in our fascia. We're predominantly water, and then we're made up of silica sand, which gives that water structure. And that's the gooey substance that we have that feels like our body. And when if our primary component is this gel-like substance that carries electrical signals and light-based signals, and it's deficient, well, then every disease in the body starts to happen. So the primary thing is, if we're not hydrated, if our primary element is deficient, then we're going to have a problem. And then that's why hydration is important. Now, people think that drinking more water is helping them, and because our water's polluted, they're drinking demineralized water. And demineralized water, when water doesn't have minerals, when you drink it, it takes the minerals out of you.
Out of you.
So it becomes the more you drink, the more dehydrated you get. So it's about the minerals, okay? And that's what hydration is in water. So it's about the water you keep, not the water you drink.
Drink. Okay.
That's the first one. When you're deficient in water, your fascia and your skin gets tight. When your skin is tight, when you move, it causes more stress. That's adrenaline. And adrenaline is why we have a chronic fatigue, why we have all these adrenal related or hormonal related disorders, including thyroid issues and hormonal issues for women and perimenopause, which is happening now in the 30s, not the 60s when I got into clinical practice. These are all things that are the result of stress, not age.
Yes.
Because when I got into clinical practice, women went into menopause in their 60s. Today, late 30s, early 40s. And so that means it has nothing to do with age, it has to do with stress. So that's a big one. And when your body's tight and you try to breathe, you have a slight restriction. That slight restriction, your brain says, something's wrong with my breathing, and it sends out a slight panic attack. So movement is life, and if our movement is restricted, then our body starts to defend itself. And then movement is life, and the origin of all movement is breath. And if I'm tight in here, constricted around my rib cage and my diaphragm, then when I breathe, I don't get enough oxygen in my body. And if we repair those three things, everything else in our body, no matter what it is, genetic or otherwise, gets better. And it does, this doesn't have to contradict any form of care that people have. If your body's flowing better, you will get better or live longer, end of story. And so it's not a this or that, it's this makes all of that better.
Amazing, really amazing. Is there a philosophy, a statement, a quote, a philosophy that you could share with the audience, anyone listening now? So, would it be about movement, breath, and water?
First,
Tell me.
eliminate the stress.
Okay.
First, eliminate the stress. That's it. Every disease and dysfunction known to mankind is exacerbated by stress. You take stress out, the body has the ability to do its job. Every part of your day is stressful. Everything is trying to get your attention. That creates you to be at tension. At tension
Oh, I like
is
that
where
one.
your mind is focused. It is, but that's exactly what attention is. You're at tension. And when you're at tension, you're in stress. And everything from your phone to your jobs to your life. I mean, when I'm 56, when I was started as a professional in the tech space back, 35 years ago, actually longer than that, almost 40 years ago, you could work a 25 to 30-hour week and provide for your whole family. But today it's a 60-hour week. And you still aren't providing. So everything in your life today is getting your attention, keeping you at tension. And when you're at tension, you're not able to receive and process. And if your body can't reconcile or process, then you're going to have disease and dysfunction. It's like a computer. Your computer has to stop for a minute and has to calculate, has to reboot, it has to reset itself. And every once in a while on your computer, you have to turn it off and let the hard drive clear itself out and then reboot itself. And if we don't do that with our bodies, then we have no hope ever of having a life that is as joyful, fun, easy.
Let's pause again for a moment. And I know that when we return, we will dive an even deeper into this powerful exchange with Gary Lineham, whose ambitious mission is to empower 1 billion people to heal themselves. And it continues to have this massive momentum. I will see you just now after this little break. Stay with us.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
I love this. The metaphor with the attention is one that I'm not gonna, you know, forget. And what, apart from going to the website and doing one of the practices, is there a message, something else that you want to share with the audience around from stress to authentic success? How would you see that?
Stress robs your life, and everything that you do in your life is stressful. Even breathing too much is stressful. It oxidizes your blood. So even the good things in life cause stress. Wow. And we need a way to move that stress through our body to allow our body to process the energy in motion or the emotions of it. And if we have a practice that moves us, then the energy doesn't get stuck in us. And that energy, when it's stuck in us, it makes us feel not at ease. And that is the origin of dis-ease. And we don't think about it that way, but if I have stress in my body, I have fear, a little bit of fear, and I leave it in there long enough, eventually somewhere that's going to affect my digestion. It affects the blood flow in my body, my brain, the way I sleep, the way I recover, the way I digest. And over time, that's going to cause a cascading series of problems that eventually I'll be able to come to a practitioner like yourself and measure. And it's not a matter of, do we have stress? It's how we relate to stress. We can't manage it. We can relate to it differently. Managing stress isn't going to work. It's cleaning up your body's ability to adapt to stress. We are a fluid, adaptive, biological computing system. We compute. We are the greatest computers on the planet Earth. There's not one. All the computers on the planet Earth put together don't equal one person. They don't equal one cell in one person.
Ooh, wow.
Your single cell is more powerful than all of the computers on the planet Earth. And it's self-generating. It generates its own life. There's nothing on the earth that does that outside of nature. And we are the pinnacle of the peak of nature. And accepting that is and integrating that into our existence is where we start to regain control of our life. We've been told that we're weak. We've been told that we're helpless. We've been told that we need help in all these different ways. And when we help ourselves, the amount of help that we need outside of us diminishes. And then we get our belief back, our self-respect, our confidence, and all of those things.
Do you believe that you are one example of living from stress to authentic success? When I say that, I mean authentic success to me is you are such an authentic person, Gary. Just give us a little bit the secret of that, of how you... I mean, imagine in 30 years what you've become, how you've gone from somebody stressed and to authentic success today, living your vision, your mission, your passion every single day. What can you say about that?
I say that when we're in stress, we lose sight of what we came here to do, if you're a spiritual being. And when we take away the stress long enough, we reconnect with that mission. And that's what happened for me. My story is I simply remove stress 1 to 3 times a day. And I did that for a year completely. And my life completely radically shifted. Living in authenticity is a natural human trait. Mm. But programming and stress and relationships that are based on stress and shame and guilt and all that is where we lose our authenticity in my own life. And when I don't need anybody else, I can still ask for help and use it, but I don't need it.
Need it, yeah.
I don't need it.
You don't depend on it.
Mm. Right. Yeah, I can be authentic when I don't need, when I want help or want connection, that's healthy. But when I need help
Needed.
and connection, that is what causes stress. I want your viewer to think about something. I wrote an article, it's on a blog on our site. It's called Privacy is My Disease. And
Oh,
there was a time where I used to work in encryption and data. And there's a long story behind that. I'm not going to tell the story. It's out there millions of times. And I used to protect information, thinking that the protection of information to keep people private was a fundamental hallmark of human beings. So we need to be private.
wow.
And what I found is in my own life that that wasn't true. Now, imagine this. Somebody commits a crime 100 years ago, or sorry, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and they commit a murder, and there's no evidence to bring in the perpetrator, but they have a hair follicle. Well, today, now because of technology, we know you're there, your DNA is there. Well, we have these things called cell phones, and I've been part of bringing them into the world in the late 80s, and I could tell you that between your cell phones, your electronic devices, right now, even your LED bulbs in your house and your Wi-Fi routers are recording everything, including your movements in high def. And everything that I've ever said for 30 years, everything has been recorded. Now, that data is too big for the world to get today. But in the next 24 months, with technology and artificial intelligence, everything I've ever said to anybody, anytime, even when my phone's not there, I'm at a party talking to you, somebody else's phone is there, has been recorded. Imagine if everything you ever said about anybody, anything, all the time became public to your children. That's what's going to happen in the next 2 years.
Wow.
And digital DNA is going to radically shift this world, and it's going to address shame and guilt because of all the things that I did that I was ashamed of and felt guilty for. So to live an authentic life, I started processing those two emotions. And today, being authentic and from stress to authenticity is about removing shame and guilt.
Yes.
Because when I have no shame and no guilt, I'm free to do whatever. And there's moments and times I do stuff that aren't completely in alignment with who I am, and I feel it, and right away I feel it, and I do something about it. There's nothing in my closet that if you found out that I wouldn't be okay for you finding out about. And that is how to live an authentic life.
That is it. Yes. As if a camera crew is following you, from
A camera crew does follow me 24 hours a
what
day. For the last 6 years, I've had every
a
moment, every
life.
conversation recorded for 6 years. I mean, literally everywhere I go. And I chose this, though. I chose, and by the way, it took a while for me to be okay with the fact that everything I said can be repeated.
I understand. I really
And
understand.
by that, I often think, when that negative thought comes in my head before I say something, because I know somewhere along that line that will be available to for other people to consume, and having taking away the walls of privacy have been the biggest freedom in my life and reduced the greatest amount of stress, because there's always something that somebody fears that if you know this about me, you will no longer accept me. I'm no longer okay in your life. And when I remove that from that
That's
barrier,
freedom, eh?
everything in my life, Daniel, started to change. Everything. It is. It's
That's
true freedom.
freedom. It's complete
Because
freedom.
you can be healthy in your body.
Yeah, it's freedom and fulfillment to me. It's like very fulfilling as well. You don't have, I can really imagine. So thank you so much for this
And
conversation.
by the way,
Yeah.
I'm the least from perfect. And I have done stuff that is crazy. And I probably will still do crazy stuff all through my life.
Yes, please.
But
You need to be a
I'm
little bit
okay
crazy.
with that. Yes.
Please be a little bit crazy,
I'm here to push. I'm here to push boundaries, because when we remove these big blocks out of our lives, like shame and guilt, when we remove these out of our lives, people become different and better people.
Can I just say thank you from my heart to yours? I really, really appreciate this conversation. Maybe we can do it again in a couple of months or in a year's time and see where Human Garage and Gary Lineham are, even more free and even more, passionate. Gary, you are an example for many. And so I just want to say thank you. Is there anything you want to end this conversation with to anyone listening and really having grasped your wisdom and your example? Is there anything you want to share? A quote, a word, something?
Life changes when I do something. And we're talking right now, and a lot of people are hearing this, and they're not going to take an action yet.
I
And
agree.
that's okay. But the first action is when you take an action and go do a 15-minute stress reset, go to our website, learn about fascia, do an intro to fascial maneuvers, or do a 15-minute stress reset. That one action will set in course up in perpetual motion for the rest of your life. Your body will seek to resolve and feel better each and every day because that's an experience that you can't exchange. And that's the one thing I want people to do. It's not about money that has, you don't have to invest anything. The only investment you have to make is 15 minutes in your life.
Amen. Your self-care, not being dependent on anyone else. Do it all for yourself. And I always end with this. You are your best investment, Gary. Agree?
Yes, I agree.
Thank you so much, eh? Oh, wow. This conversation has been nothing short of inspiring. And before I leave you for this episode, I just want to let you know that I am absolutely proud to nominate Gary Lineham, Human Garage, and the Facial Maneuvers for the UK Health Radio Awards 2025. They are going to take place around October, November, and I am so excited for all the nominations that I've done. But Gary Lineham truly is one of the first one that I want to announce because it's truly well deserved. As he says, life changes when we take action. So go and do a stress reset. Remove the blocks of shame and guilt and start experiencing true wealth. Daniel Sachs, I'll leave you for now. Bye-bye. See you soon.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.